Hello, everybody. Rob McCarron here, host of this little podcast that you are about to experience, hopefully, for the first time. It is called VOW Live. I am recording this little intro just for you, the audio podcast listeners. VOW Live is something that I've been doing on YouTube since early January. It is a new concept, still kind of in the beta stage, if you will, even though we've done it somewhat regularly over the last several weeks. Originally, I intended it to be just a YouTube exclusive, something only to be on YouTube that you can watch live because it's a call-in show. What I wanted to kind of start was a live call-in show where we can talk anything in wrestling, not just WWE, not what I do with Shake Them Ropes, but anything. And it's been fun. It's been a call-in live show that, you know, I'm surprised at the traction it's gotten so quickly, but I appreciate everyone who's listened. But I understand at the same time that not everyone obviously can be up listening or watching live after Raw on Mondays, that some people like to experience these shows on demand. Maybe you want to listen to it while you're at the gym or driving to work or just, you know, when you have a down period sometime down the week and don't necessarily want to watch it as it is happening. And I get that. Originally, I just wanted it to be a live show for those who were around. You know, nothing special, not taking it too seriously. And the fact that we have so many podcasts on the VOW feed, you know, we have the Voices of Wrestling podcast with Rich and Joe. We have Shake Them Ropes with myself and Jeff. We have topics covered, basically, on a wide variety of podcasts that adding this one to the audio feed I felt was somewhat unnecessary. But after getting some feedback and, you know, after getting a not quite overwhelming, but still, you know, enough to take notice, obviously, getting feedback, though, you know, why isn't this on the podcast feed? I want to listen to it, but I can't listen live, you know, put it on the feed in audio form. I have decided that this week, the audio show we just did after Raw last night, Monday, I am putting on the audio feed as kind of a test slash preview slash teaser to show you what, if you're not watching the live shows, what the show is all about. So I don't know yet if we're going to put every week on the audio feed, but this will be an audio feed version of Monday's Voices of Wrestling Live, featuring call-in, featuring topics from Ring of Honor Honor Rising, WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, the PWG cards, a whole bunch of stuff. Really anything in the world of wrestling with calls live. I encourage you to subscribe to the Voices of Wrestling YouTube feed at voicesofwrestling.com/YouTube. Visit the new website, voicesofwrestling.com. Rich and I put a lot of work in changing the layout, and I want to thank everyone at Voices of Wrestling for making the new layout happen, and we'll continue to fix small little bugs as they appear and try to get the website perfected. But you can watch VOW TV now right on the front page of that website. So I encourage you to go check out the new voicesofwrestling.com. Also, if you are shopping on Amazon, the Voices of Wrestling affiliate link through Amazon has never been easier. Right on the sidebar, the right-hand side of the homepage at voicesofwrestling.com, you can now search Amazon right from our front page. So if there's something you want on Amazon, if you know you're going to get, whether it's a DVD, whether it's a book, whether it's something for your house, whether it's a new grill, you know, summer's coming up, whether it's anything, if you know what you want to get, instead of going to voicesofwrestling.com/Amazon or instead of going to amazon.com, you can now just go to voicesofwrestling.com, go to the Amazon section of our sidebar, and type right in there what you're looking for. And the widget will take you right to Amazon and right to that item. And you support the website at the same time. So it's really easy now to use our affiliate links. We try to make everything easy for you because you're helping us out. You're supporting us and supporting our website. So we're trying to make it easier for you to do that. And we appreciate it greatly. So go check out the new voicesofwrestling.com. But this is an audio teaser. Following the break here, it will be last night's VOW Live featuring calls and many topics in the world of wrestling. So try it out. If it's your thing, I encourage you to come watch it live as we record the show on the VOW YouTube. If it's not your thing, great. You know, we have plenty of podcasts that will satisfy your needs and the topics you're looking for discussion on. But I appreciate you trying this show out, and I hope to see you live and maybe even call into the show in the future. So this is this week's VOW Live in a test teaser form here on the VOW Network audio podcast feed. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to VOW Live. Rob McCarron here. We are live on YouTube, on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube stream, as well as the all-new VoicesOfWrestling.com. That's right. The website has undergone a little bit of a facelift. So check out the new VoicesOfWrestling.com. Visit our sponsors on the right-hand side. I want to thank everyone for joining us again for VOW Live here on YouTube after Raw. I think it's the third straight week we've done this. And you know what? We're going to get right into it. The people know the deal by now. The people know what we're doing. And we're going to basically take calls right away. So if you want to call in, feel free. The phone number is 260-494-3811. The Skype line, Let's Say Things, all one word, LetsSayThings. It's on the little deal here, the number right there. Call in any topics you want to discuss. We are open lines tonight. Open lines, anything you want. We have this Raw from tonight. We have ROH Honor Rising coming up. We have a lot to get to, but we are going to go right to the phone lines right now on the Skype line. Caller, your name and where you're calling from.
It's Josh from Delaware.
Hi, Josh from Delaware. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing pretty good. It's the least amount of work I've had to put into preparing for this show. I feel like I somewhat know what I'm doing now, and we are ready to roll. So, Josh, what is on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk a little Raw, a little New Japan. Ooh, so,
okay.
Raw, well, it was really boring, wasn't it? Wasn't very good.
Well, here's the deal with Raw is it was an interesting finish. They've had a lot of interesting finishes to Raw lately as far as what they put on the last segment. Sometimes it doesn't really seem like they know what to put on the last segment. I don't know if they were fighting Better Call Saul tonight or what they were doing. But I thought, okay, I didn't watch the first hour of Raw. So I was a little surprised when I read that Kevin Owens is your new Intercontinental Champion. And then you had the interesting stuff with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. So to me, I mean, by no means was it a horrible edition of Raw. There were some things to kind of sink your teeth into as we head to Fastlane, but it was just that. It was a get me to Fastlane show before the real road to WrestleMania.
Well, the sad thing is you missed the best part of Raw, which was the Fatal Five Way. Yeah. And Paul Heyman's promo was great, but that was about it, other than the R-Truth and Goldust thing, which was, it was funny.
Yeah, it was interesting. I missed Raw because, I didn't watch any of the Grammys. I'm going to watch the Grammys later on as a whole because I know people are already talking about how the Grammys were in this chat here. So a lot of stuff there. I didn't watch anything else. I was actually cooking a real dinner for myself tonight. I made myself some hibachi. I'm in this real big, hibachi and stir fry kick. So that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing on my time here. So I completely missed the first hour of Raw, and I don't regret it, even though I apparently missed the best thing.
Well, you shouldn't regret it because hibachi and stir fry sounds way better than Raw was this week, but the Fatal Five Way was pretty good. I mean, honestly, the best match on the show was the match between my cats after the Fatal Five Way, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay. So we missed the Fatal Five Way. Now, you mentioned you wanted to get into New Japan, too. What's the biggest topic on your mind for New Japan?
I'm really interested in where Goto's character is going. Okay. Can you see Goto as Tetsuya Naito's tag team partner in Los Ingobernables?
That's been an interesting topic. There's been talk that he might actually, you know, if you can't beat him, join him, go into chaos. There's a lot of questions about a lot of things, right? After New Beginning, and we might get into the New Beginning results here a little bit. After New Beginning, we might get a new member of Chaos, someone to replace Nakamura. We have the Bullet Club Elite stamping their place with, you know, Kenny Omega becoming the Intercontinental Champion.
He's interesting too.
Interesting. And we have Tama Tonga challenging for the tag belts when his former Bullet Club mates and Doc and Carl couldn't get the job done. Tama Tonga stepping up and saying that I'm going to bring someone into the Bullet Club and we are going to go after the tag team titles.
Yeah, that's really interesting too. I'm really interested in whether Goto is going to join Naito. I think they would be good tag. They would be good tag team challengers for Great Bash Heel. I think that would be great.
Now we have Josh. We have Joe Lanza, the great Voices of Wrestling co-founder Joe Lanza, in the chat room right now because I failed to book him for this show. As he says, he is asking Josh, "Are you currently in the bathroom on this call?"
I am not. My microphone is horrible. Okay. I apologize.
Horrible microphone sometimes sounds like going to the bathroom. I can understand that. I can understand that. Now, that's why, you know, I try to get the good audio equipment here so I don't sound like I'm taking a piss, but maybe I do. Hopefully, if you're in the chat room right now, let me know if the audio is working for you. I've really tried and worked hard to make sure that I know what I'm doing so that things work instead of me having to fix them on the fly. So hopefully that is going all well. Joe Lanza, if you're in the chat and listening, yes, I gave you a week off, but Joe Lanza is even joining the show. So I love the support from the Voices of Wrestling family here on VOW Live. Joe, if you want to call in, we can chat whatever you want. I will make it up to you. Josh, I want to thank you for being the first caller on this show. A new caller. I don't think you've called in before, have you?
I have not.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully we will continue to provide you enough information and reason to call in future episodes.
It's my pleasure. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, Josh. That was Josh calling in. I know we've had some other people try to call in on the line. Again, if you want to call in, I want to get to everyone. I really do want to get to everyone. I know that most people get excited and they want to call in early. If you are trying to call in and I don't pick you up right away, or you get to the voicemail that, by the way, I recorded over a year ago, I don't even remember what it says. But if you are trying to call in and you get to the voicemail, I apologize. Keep trying. When you hear, you know, me hang up on someone, when you hear me hang up, try again and we'll talk, including this one right here who has been trying to call in a couple of times. I stood him up so many times last week on the show too, but he's finally on. Isaac. Isaac, where are you calling from again?
Hey, brother. Australia. Narang, Gold Coast, Australia.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot, but it's very warm at the moment.
Okay.
Currently 38 degrees, so that's probably 120 your degrees. Wow. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
No, see, 38 degrees Celsius is actually warmer than it is here right now, Fahrenheit. It is currently 20 degrees Fahrenheit here, so you have me beat on many levels. Isaac, I forgot.
I also have you beat on Yuji Hino knowledge.
I was just going to say, I forgot the name we were even talking about last week that I knew you were going to call in and quiz me on, and I did zero homework. I did zero homework, period, on Yuji Hino. So maybe Joe, if he wanted to get on here, would know a little bit more about that. But I know nothing about Yuji Hino. But I know we have new champions almost everywhere, and especially in Japan. Yuji Hino aside, what's the biggest thing from your weekend in wrestling that's on your mind?
I'll talk about New Japan-wise. I've got a ton of other things, but just New Japan-wise. I enjoyed both New Beginning shows, and I'm most interested in where they go from now, like the big feuds. Like, I don't think Goto's going to challenge Okada again because he made out to look like the biggest geek ever. Sorry to steal a term from Alvarez, but
just on that point right there, Hirooki Goto was out of the picture. I mean, this was, you know, a get me over title match before we get to the New Japan Cup. Hirooki Goto got his one chance. He lost. He had this, you know, unsuccessful run with the Intercontinental Championship challenges last year. He's out of the picture right now, and the question becomes, you know, does he join Chaos? Does he join another group? Does he just kind of fade away? Does he maybe enter the never title picture with Katsuyori Shibata? Does he maybe go into some other, you know, realm of being in New Japan Pro Wrestling? But he's not rematching Kazuchika Okada. That's over.
Yeah, but just from the tag match on New Beginning in Niigata, mm-hmm. It looked like they were just teasing it. And I enjoyed the little how Shibata kicked him, because Shibata kicked Goto because he was Goto kept getting getting the tar beat out of him. So I do actually think, good point from you, Rob, that it's going to be Shibata and Goto for the NEVER title.
Yeah, I think he's just going to that picture right there. If you're going to keep him in some type of title picture and maybe, you know, strengthen the reign of Shibata, Hirooki Goto is a good person to kind of send down there. And, you know, you've run your course with Tomohiro Ishii. Tomoaki Honma's in the tag title picture right now. So there's only so many things you can do with the NEVER title with Shibata. And I think, you know, putting Hirooki Goto in there is not a bad idea. It is funny, though, how he'll go, you know, almost a full year and a half of just being in title matches seemingly every show, every big show, and losing them all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can just see from the crowd reactions that the fans never really get 100% behind him. And Okada was more over as a babyface, for sure, on every show. When, remember Kurikan for Fantastica Mania Night 5 and Goto returned, and holy crap, he was booed more than Tanahashi and DDT.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things. I mean, for all the talk about how, you know, Nakamura left and AJ Styles left, and maybe the talent pool not being as deep anymore, and all the complacency we've maybe seen in certain, especially the tag division over the last 2 years, there really is a lot of shakeups that can happen realistically, and a lot of fun stuff that can come up. Just getting a couple of pieces of new talent in there. There's a lot of different things that can be done. I'm really looking forward to when we get to the New Japan Cup, because you're going to see all the big guys go up against each other. And I'm, you know, let me ask you this, Isaac. Last year, the year before, Katsuyori Shibata is my pick to win the New Japan Cup. Percentage-wise, how foolish would I be, 1 to 100%, how foolish am I for picking Shibata to win it this year?
I'd say 53%, Rob. Because
53% foolish or 53% likely to win?
53% likely to win.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. There's a chance. There's a big chance.
I would put him at about 80% if he didn't have that title. Mm-hmm. But since he has that title, and like, he's not looked as highly upon as a Tanahashi or Okada because of his past with the company. So I know they're never going to put him in the main event of the Dome, which we all want to see one day. So in my opinion, this is crazier than picking Shibata. I think Yuji Nagata is going to win the New Japan Cup.
Really?
Yep. I feel Yuji Nagata is probably one of my favorite wrestlers. Probably he's in my top five of all time. He's amazing. And at 48, like, he's still amazing.
And now, if I was going to go with one of the older persuasion, and I don't think you're off base for kind of going in that category, and maybe it's not likely because it seems like they're in the tag title picture right now, but Satoshi Kojima was one I was thinking of that could go on and win the New Japan Cup no problem and get that title shot, and I wouldn't be surprised too much by it. Kind of in the same vein as Yuji Nagata, Satoshi Kojima, I mean, is he more or less likely than Shibata to win this cup?
I'd say he is more likely, to be honest. I really don't understand New Japan. Just when a guy's reach a certain age, they sort of just phase them out, even though they're not that great. I mean, even though they're still great, Like, guys like Liger and Nagata and Kojima, they all are above 45 years of age. Liger's 51, but they're all still very, very top-tier in-ring talents. And I wish they could get pushed more. And if it was up to me, I'd have Kojima or Nagata winning the New Japan Cup because they're over with the crowds. And even if it is just for a rant, they're not winning the title. Mm-hmm. But even if it is just for a random one-on-one with Okada and they put on a good 30-minute main event, that'll be interesting. No, it'd be something different as well.
And after all, it's the New Japan Cup. You don't have to have a serious title challenger go up and get the title shot after this. And it's very easy to kind of, you know, get set in a good tournament pool, you know, have the big upsets early. So all of a sudden Kojima just goes through and, you know, faces the winner of a brutal match. Say there's Tanahashi and Okada in the same pool, or say there's Shibata and Tanahashi, and they beat the crap out of each other. And all of a sudden Kojima gets whoever's the most beat up out of that. You can run them through that tournament and give them a title picture. There's different ways to go about it where I wouldn't be surprised. But if I was picking someone from that four-man pool, you know, Tenkozy, you have Yuji Nagata, and, I mean, God forbid, you know, Nakanishi in there.
Nakanishi to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Out of those four, hey, the guy was working pretty hard there at New Beginning.
Oh, he is fun to watch, but yeah. he shouldn't be in a ring.
Out of that four-man pool, I would say Kojima probably has the best shot, and I wouldn't put it past him. You know, I would not put it past him to kind of, you know, go through another, because this year is all about, I mean, maybe I'm going to be completely wrong, but I see this year Okada holding the belt the entire year. And if that's the case, if he goes all the way to Wrestle Kingdom with this title and then either wins it or loses that match, I see him going all this year, and he's going to have these title defenses against not the top tier challengers. He's going to have to beat Goto. He's going to have to beat a Kojima or a Nagata. He's going to have to beat these guys for when Wrestle Kingdom comes along, all of a sudden, boom, there's this big non-Tanahashi challenger that people take seriously, and we're like, finally, Okada going against the big one here at Wrestle Kingdom.
They just have to build someone up, though, yeah. Rob. I'm going to ask you, like, who is Okada's Wrestle Kingdom 11 main event opponent? And it's not Tanahashi. It's really hard to think.
It's not going to be Tanahashi. Now, this year's really going to be interesting, and it's hard to predict a whole year, even though sometimes, you know, last year Okada and Tanahashi was predictable. We knew that's where they were going to end up most likely. But this year, there's no set destiny. You don't have Nakamura. You don't have Styles. You have Kenny Omega with the Intercontinental Championship. You know, if they're going to build a year-long story, I could see very well that Tanahashi, healthy, finally gets the healthy rematch with Kenny Omega, and they build up for the Intercontinental title at Wrestle Kingdom 11. But for the world title, I don't know. It could be Shibata. It could be Katsuyori Shibata. I don't know who else you're going to do. I don't know if another big foreigner comes in. God forbid they push Bad Luck Fale to the moon again. You know, if you're picking at this point, unless Kota Ibushi is ready to come back and they're really just going to push him to the moon later in this year, I right now would have to kind of pick Shibata. And if I'm doing that, I'm a fool for picking him to win the New Japan Cup.
No, it's going to be an interesting year, yeah, in New Japan, Rob.
I mean, I can't have both, right? That's pretty fair, right? I can't have both. I can't think that Shibata will win the New Japan Cup and also be the opponent for Okada at Wrestle Kingdom 11, right?
They could beat him in the... He'd face him at the April pay-per-view if he won New Japan, right? Mm-hmm. If he won the New Japan Cup.
Yeah.
How long's that? That's 8 months.
It's 8 months, and you can also build Shibata versus Tanahashi later on in the year to finally be that Shibata getting over the hump.
Yeah.
You could maybe do that. But, hey, it's an unpredictable year up top. And, you know, as much as I think it's predictable that Okada will retain the title until Wrestle Kingdom, who his challengers will be, who the big rivalries will be, it's kind of up in the air. Last thought, Isaac, before I move on, we've had some other people try to call in. They are getting the Isaac treatment this week, where I block them until the line is free.
Oh boy. I'll let you go, Rob.
All right, Isaac. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great rest of your afternoon there in Australia.
You too. I'll call next week. Have a good week, buddy.
All righty. First two callers, thank you so much for calling in. The lines are now open if you would like to call in on Skype and on phone, 260-494-3811. But it is time. Earlier tonight on Raw, WWE announced that next week, out of nowhere, a new prestigious award. This award has never been given out. No one ever heard of it before tonight, but all of a sudden it's the most prestigious award of all time. WWE is giving out the Vincent J. McMahon, Tradition of Excellence? The Legacy of Excellence Award is being presented next week on the Monday Night Raw following Fastlane. You know, Vince McMahon giving it to himself, maybe. Triple H giving it to himself, maybe. Stephanie giving it to Triple H, maybe. But this brand new award, and that got me to thinking, we haven't issued an award here in the five shows that we've done. So five shows screams to me that we should be giving out some very prestigious awards. So tonight, I unveil the finalists that you will be able to vote on at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter. I'm releasing the poll right now. The Kenny M. Chaos Tradition of Magnificence Award. The finalists for the Kenny M. Chaos Tradition of Magnificence Award. You can go vote on this at Shake Them Ropes. Although I will say Twitter just kind of failed me there. We will... If you're on the line calling in, keep trying. I don't know what happened there, but the Kenny M. Chaos Tradition of Magnificence Award finalists are out. Vote right now at Shake Them Ropes. The finalists, Brandon Stroud of UpRocks, Bo Dallas of The Social Outcasts, Lady Gaga, also of The Social Outcasts, and Sid. Your four finalists for the Kenny M. Chaos Magnificence Award. I will send this in the YouTube chat room right now. If you are watching live, you have plenty of time to vote for this. Go vote. And if you were trying to call in, I apparently have a current call. We have a caller on the line right now. Nathan. Nathan, are you on the line?
I am. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Nathan. How are you tonight?
I am good. Got a question for you. So, what do you think you, before I switched over from the show and went to Skype to call in, you were talking about this award that they mentioned on Raw tonight?
Yes.
Do you have any idea of who it could possibly be that's going to be the recipient of this award?
I think there are two contenders. One is Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
That's immediately what came to my mind.
And one is Triple KH. Triple H or Vince McMahon. I think, I don't know. I don't know what they're giving this award out for. It's got to be a prop of some kind. It's got to be a storyline advancement. You know, otherwise it's 1 week and they're finally going to give it certainly isn't going to be Titus O'Neil. I know that.
So you don't think, like, you think this is a one-time thing and they're not going to make this, like, a yearly thing like they do, like, kind of like the, like, last year they did the Connor or the Warrior Award and they gave it to Connor Mahalik. So you don't think, like, this will be a yearly thing. It's just pretty much to further a storyline and an angle.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's going to be a yearly thing because look what we got coming up. We got the Hall of Fame coming up where they'll give the Connor Mahalik Award. We got WrestleMania coming up where you get that big, awesome Andre the Giant trophy. Yep. We have other things coming up. This is Vince giving himself an award. This is Triple H giving himself an award. This is, I don't even know. I don't know who else it could possibly, could it be Triple H giving Brock Lesnar an award? Could it be Triple H giving Dean Ambrose an award for screwing over Roman?
I don't know if that would be really something that they could do. I mean, they could put a twist on it, but if Triple H and or Vince McMahon doesn't get this award, I will eat a hat.
Oh,
because
more hats getting eaten, everybody.
Yeah, because just like if CM Punk ever fights in the UFC, which he will not fight in the UFC, so I don't think you'll have to worry about that. But that's just my way of thinking that. There's something up with this award where Vince McMahon is going to give it to himself, or he's going to give it to Triple H or Stephanie or something. There's more to it than meets the eye, but it's just when I saw it and it's like, they didn't really elaborate on it. So I was wondering like what this whole thing is about, but I guess we're going to find out next week. But it's just, it's weird that they would announce it for, hey, we're going to do this. And then it's like now we're on a cliffhanger and we're all wondering like what this is going to be next week.
We're all wondering. They didn't make that big of a deal out of it. I know it got the graphic and it got the cool music, but this screams to me storyline advancement for one thing, and I would imagine that it'll be one of the McMahons giving it to themselves. That's all I can think about this week. I don't know. Maybe it'll be real serious. Maybe they're going to bring it back to Titus O'Neil.
Either that, or they could. Yeah. One thing I was thinking too is that they could use it to possibly further like a mid-card feud going into Fastlane. Well, not Fastlane because Fastlane's this Sunday, but a mid-card feud going into WrestleMania, give it some fire or whatever. But still, it's like I don't think a nothing award would really do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think an award is going to, unless it's just used as a comedy prop and maybe the trophy gets broken. Maybe they give it to Triple H and Brock Lesnar comes out and destroys the trophy. It could be a number of things. I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into it. I don't think all of a sudden that they're going to give this out and, you know, who comes down like Howard Finkel or Sting or someone like that. It's going to be a storyline advancement. Going to be a storyline advancement. What was the biggest thing on Raw tonight, Nathan?
My honest thing was that they, like, the biggest thing for me was I thought the show was good overall, but the weirdest thing was the placement of the main event, because they were talking about like the Big Show and Braun Strowman, and I figured they'd get it out of the way, and then like 9:30 came around and then I realized that they hadn't done that match yet.
It was the main event of the show.
Yeah, it was the main event of the show, and then it led into Big Show being on a podcast, the Steve Austin show. But it was just weird placement, because now the Big Show is going to be all sweaty on the Steve Austin show, which if you want to see that, then go right ahead. It's not something that I really have any interest in, but there was...
No, I'm counter-programming that show right now.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me on Raw tonight, though, was the fact that Dean Ambrose at one point grabbed Roman Reigns and teased like he was going to put him and do or put him in the whatever the hell he calls that DDT, Dirty Deeds, which still I have issues with that move myself because it's not the original version of the move. And they changed it and they still call it the same thing, but that's a different story. But it's interesting to me, like the big takeaway for me for Raw tonight was what they're doing with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it was interesting because they've teased stuff before and we haven't quite actually had any breakup, but you know, Dean Ambrose sending a message. He is the crazy one, right? He's sending a message to Roman that, hey, I can attack you at any time, and it's the right time too, because we're in a title match against each other. But yeah, interesting Raw in some aspects, not interesting in other aspects. But Nathan, for I think the third week in a row, I want to thank you for calling in to VOW Live.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All righty. The phone lines are open, 260-494-3811. We have people in the chat room talking about PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla held their Bowie show this weekend, and they announced matches quickly thereafter for the next series of events, All-Star Weekend 12. A lot of big time matchups from Americans versus Europeans. Matt Sydal and Ricochet come back, the new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, are wrestling in the main event of All-Star Weekend Night 1 against the Young Bucks. They got a cool weekend coming up, so if you want to talk PWG, give us a call on the phone lines, 260-494-3811. A lot of interesting cards being announced, a lot of interesting lineups for shows. We got Fastlane coming up on Sunday. We got New Japan announcing the cards for Ring of Honor Honor Rising, this weekend's events in Japan. We have PWG announcing cards for All-Star Weekend 12. A lot of interesting things coming up. I wasn't anticipating talking a WWE title change tonight, but we did get a new Intercontinental Champion in Kevin Owens. So they take the Intercontinental belt off of Dean Ambrose going into Fastlane, kind of get him away, and give more importance to Kevin Owens, who looks like he's going to be programmed still now for the title against Dolph Ziggler. Kevin Owens going on to WrestleMania. Another KO, Kenny Omega winning the IWGP Intercontinental Championship this weekend at New Beginning, beat Hiroshi Tanahashi. Thankfully, Joe Lanza was very afraid that Tanahashi was going to win, but no, he didn't. Kenny Omega gets the win, and now he rises in the ranks of foreigners in New Japan Pro Wrestling, the number one foreigner, really, at this point, the number one foreigner. You have the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships with Honma and Makabe, now with seemingly a challenge from Tama Tonga, and that's an issue that people are discussing in our chat room. Who is going to be the new member of the Bullet Club? Will it be, you know, all the talk is that it's going to be someone not in New Japan right now, not a regular. You know, that would seemingly disqualify everyone's favorite for the job, Haku, not going to be the tag team partner of Tama Tonga. Some people I've seen, and I want to see your response in the chat room here, some people I'm seeing are fearful that it might be the former Bull Dempsey, Smith James. Doubt it. Doubt it highly. But if it's someone new to New Japan, who are the names out there? Who are the names out there? Who could go and be Tama Tonga's partner, a foreigner, in the Bullet Club? If you have a guess, tweet me at Shake Them Ropes or enter it in the chat room here. Comment while we're live. The Dragon Factor asks, is New Japan a victim of consequences of 50-50 booking? I don't really think so, because 50-50 booking in their way keeps people strong. It doesn't immediately place everyone in the mid-card. It kind of keeps everyone ready for a potential title challenge, ready to be lifted up. You know, it's not the same. 50-50 booking isn't always the same. Sometimes you can have it, too. Sometimes two people are just so strong that they kind of cancel each other out. You kind of had that with Ishii and Makabe for a short time there. For a year, really. But yeah, Bull Dempsey. Bull James, he's going on now. He's going on The Last of the Dying Breed. This is a very not scoopish scoop, but Eddie Kingston officially did give Bull Smith James, whatever he's going to go by now, the rights to use The Last of a Dying Breed. So, you know, Bull James, I believe he's going on Bull James now. Could he be in the Bullet Club? Could Juice Robinson be in the Bullet Club? Could Sammy Callahan, interesting, the Dragon Factor, Sammy Callahan, could he be entering New Japan Pro Wrestling? Sammy Callahan would be interesting just because going up against Honma, going up against Makabe, being in the ring with Tama Tonga, I don't know if anyone realizes who haven't, you know, haven't seen him live or haven't seen him on the indies, just how small Sammy Callahan is might look a little out of place. I mean, Michael Elgin has size on him, height-wise. So I don't necessarily know if putting him in the heavyweight tag division is going to be the best idea. I don't know. Hassan saying that Kenny Omega is the first Canadian to win the IWGP Intercontinental title. Or are you talking about Kevin Owens? Kevin Owens might be one of the first Canadians to win that title. I don't believe so, but certainly Kenny Omega, a Canadian, is the Intercontinental champion holder. I want to talk about this ROH Honor Rising show too. One of the matches I'm looking most forward to, you know, it's a fun main event. Tomoaki Honma going up against Jay Lethal. That's your ROH title match on night two of Honor Rising. And the night one main event is maybe even better. Tomohiro Ishii going up against Roderick Strong. There are some big time main events coming up on Honor Rising. Insanely good show. Hassan in the chat room says, Sammy is good, but I don't think he would be a good fit in New Japan. He'd be an interesting fit in New Japan. He would be different. I just don't like him in the heavyweight division. Spending all this time getting Kenny Omega into the heavyweight division, then you bring Sammy Callahan in and just put him up in there? I don't know if I see that happening. For those who are just joining us or maybe watching on demand, be sure to vote in our poll. Go to @ShakeThemRopes on Twitter, twitter.com/ShakeThemRopes. We have the finalists, and I need your vote to see who wins. We have your finalists for the Kenny M. Chaos Tradition of Magnificence Award. We are giving out the most prestigious new award of the day, stealing the thunder from the Vincent J. McMahon Legacy of Excellence Award. Go vote @ShakeThemRopes. The finalists: Uproxx's Brandon Stroud, The Social Outcast's Bo Dallas, Lady Gaga, and Sid. Sid, as one of the finalists. Ooh, Chris Hero. Chris Hero is an interesting call to be kind of taken from New Japan Pro Wrestling, or Noah Pro Wrestling Noah, and brought into New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's an interesting call. That is an interesting call. One name I know it will not be, and that is Brian Danielson. It is not going to be Brian Danielson. Cheers, everybody. Hold on. One thing I might do to on VOW Live tonight, and last call for call-ins, if you have a topic that you want discussed, call into the show, 260-494-3811, or on Skype, Let's Say Things. We'll take one or two more calls. If anyone wants to get on the line here, feel free to call in. Don't be afraid. If you're in the chat, you don't want to call in, you're just happy just chatting it up, be sure to hit the little thumbs up button. Be sure to give us a like on this video if you would be so kind, so that more people can check it out and can see it. Please make sure you do that. Hopefully the video and the audio has been working for everyone tonight. Donovan Dijak is an interesting call. We have Erin getting her voice heard that she predicts Donovan Dijak to be the new member of the Bullet Club to go for the heavyweight tag team titles. Interesting. Interesting call. Last call for calls going on now, but I want you to vote. Go vote at Shake Them Ropes, the Kenny M. Chaos Tradition of Magnificence Award, Brandon Stroud, Bo Dallas, Lady Gaga. Right now, in a commanding lead, Sid. Sid is leading the vote getters, so make sure you go vote. If you do not want Sid to win, you better get up in there, because right now Sid is winning. Sid has got this award going on. Want to make a quick mention, if you like the show, subscribe free to the YouTube channel. Like the video, share it with others. VoicesOfWrestling.com/Amazon. If you are doing Amazon shopping, put that link, bookmark it. VoicesOfWrestling.com/Amazon. It will take you to the regular Amazon website. And if you want to do any shopping at all, there's no extra cost to go through our link, but any purchases you make, a portion goes back to us to help, you know, do a new layout on the website. I don't know if you've known, if you go to VoicesOfWrestling.com right now, we have a brand new layout on the website. Rich and I have been working for the last 2 weeks on this to try and get it okay for you. There's a couple of bugs here. There's stuff we're going to fix out over the week. But a brand new layout, let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know what you think. Email if you want, rob@voicesofwrestling.com. But we have a brand new layout, and you'll notice on the right-hand side, in the right sidebar, we have a section. Instead of having to bookmark that link, you can go to voicesofwrestling.com and search Amazon right from the voicesofwrestling.com website. Search Amazon. It will take you to where you want to go. You can make your purchase like normal, and it helps this website grow so we can do VOW Live, so we can have a better layout, so we can improve the site. Really, it is up to you to kind of help us out and improve this website, because none of us are doing this for our job. It is a hobby slash, you know, something we take somewhat seriously. I mean, if I didn't take it seriously, I probably wouldn't be doing the show. And I like doing the show. I like I like having everyone call in and chat about what you guys want to talk about. I'm always interested to see what the biggest topics are, because here we are tonight. We just had New Beginning. We have PWG cards being announced. We have a whole bunch of stuff going on. And WWE kind of stole the day again with Kevin Owens winning the Intercontinental Championship and Braun Strowman main eventing a Raw. And this Big Show Steve Austin podcast, which I'm not really looking forward to. Remember when, I think it was early on, it might have been WrestleMania time, WWE had one of these videos like coming soon to WWE Network, and one of the podcast guests for Steve Austin was announced as The Undertaker? That hasn't happened. Do you think that's going to happen at all? Could we see Undertaker on the Stone Cold podcast? If it hasn't happened yet, I don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe after WrestleMania. Maybe when the whole character work dies down a little bit. Maybe. Maybe. But a lot going on. AAW is this weekend too, for those in the Chicagoland area. Pretty big card. Eddie Kingston, Sami Callihan. A lot of stuff. You know, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are tag teaming on that show. I was watching Raw tonight too. And it's the last call for calls if you want to call in, 260-494-3811. How many people out there have heard of AnastasiaDate.com? because I have seen nothing but commercials for this over the last 48 hours. Maybe it's just the Valentine's Day and this was the perfect weekend to advertise it. AnastasiaDate.com is apparently for Americans to find Europeans to date. And I don't know if it's just so you can talk to them online or if you actually are going to go to Europe or bring them here to date them. How far is online dating websites going to go? How far are the online dating websites going to go? Are we pretty soon just going to be not even meeting people up front, period, and just dating online? I don't know how far you can go with it. Grammarian on the chat room says, we've been burying the lead, and I was glad someone mentioned this because I was not going to talk about it until someone mentioned it. Summer Rae beat Paige tonight on Raw, and Sean Ross Sapp, who's been a guest of ours on Shake Them Ropes of Wrestling Inc., was shocked, calling it one of the top 10 upsets of all time on Raw. And I think in the women's division, you can't really say anything's an upset. I wouldn't be shocked tomorrow if Cameron all of a sudden showed up on SmackDown and beat Sasha Banks. I just wouldn't be surprised. It seems like everyone in that division beats anyone at any given time, whenever they just want to start a whole new program or whatever. You know, whatever they want to do, they can do whatever they want. But yeah, Summer Rae beat Paige tonight. And we've been waiting for Summer Rae to get something to do ever since they broke her off from Tyler Breeze. Like, why did you break them off if you have nothing for either one of them? And tonight we had Summer Rae getting a win. What could this mean? Could Summer Rae be the next challenger for Charlotte all of a sudden? And then where does Sasha Banks go? Because remember Royal Rumble when Sasha Banks had the great return and everyone went ape? And we had the Sasha Charlotte, you know, stare down that went nowhere now because they're completely separated. Could they just be building Summer Rae up and a whole bunch of other divas for the Divas Revolution Rumble? You know, a multi-women Divas Championship Invitational, similar to the AJ Lee Invitational years ago for the Divas title. Grammarian says, I don't think Summer has had a match since last summer, and it wasn't on TV. She worked the India tour. She has worked different tours. I think Germany, maybe it would have been. Might have been India too. She's been on the road with WWE. She's been in singles matches. She's wrestled Charlotte. She's been wrestling, but not much on TV. And here she was on, you know, Raw tonight, beating Paige. What could that mean? Could this be the start of a, maybe it's not so much about Summer winning as it is about Paige losing, because we might be getting a Paige losing storyline again until whatever character change she wants to go through. And it also could be a Total Divas storyline. Some type of Total Divas storyline towards the end. Because, you know, Total Divas, they need the importance. Doesn't matter what happens on Raw. Total Divas needs all of the writing, all of the focus. The new Bullet Club member, I don't know who it's going to be. Chris Hero is a pretty good guess. I don't know who it's going to be. AnastasiaDate.com, if you want to use that, go for it. The ROH Honor Rising cards are up at the VoicesOfWrestling.com forums. If you want to discuss the shows, if you want to mark out like crazy, VoicesOfWrestling.com/forums. And go check out the VoicesOfWrestling.com new website. Let us know what you think, Rob at VoicesOfWrestling.com, or on the comments, or on Twitter, at VoicesWrestling and at ShakeThemRopes for me. Make sure you comment. The last topic of the night, I leave you with this. Alex Riley's dad, Kevin Kiley, who was a sports talk show host in Cleveland, quit his job. It appears Alex Riley, from everything we've seen on Twitter, is the apple didn't fall far from the tree, to use an old cliche. Looks like Kevin Kiley Sr., Alex Riley's dad, is just as nutty, is just as egomaniacal. And I love Alex Riley. I'm a big fan of Alex Riley. And if you want to leave the show now and disgust at that fact, that's fine. But Kevin Kiley, his dad, quit his job out of complaints of censorship. And he said some crazy things in Cleveland radio. But Kevin Kiley, out of a job, maybe, just maybe, WWE can bring him in to manage his son, Alex Riley. I'll have information up on whether or not there will be a VOW live next week. I know for a fact that Jeff Hawkins and I on Shake Them Ropes will be live after Fastlane on Sunday. So this very same channel, be sure to join us on Sunday after Fastlane as we review the show and take your comments in the chat room. Be sure to join us. Be sure to like the video, subscribe. Join us on Sunday Night Live. I will announce whether we do a VOW live on Monday night on that show on Sunday. That may be our one live show for the week. Maybe we'll come back on Monday to discuss this Vincent J. McMahon Tradition of Awesomeness, Excellence, and Legacy Award or not. We'll find out. But we will be back live Sunday. So subscribe to the show. Join us. And I want to thank everyone who joined us tonight in the chat room and for all those who called in. I am glad to have your support in doing this show. Be sure to check out our sponsors at voicesofwrestling.com. And I will see you next week on Sunday, possibly Monday. Last note, go vote for the Kenny M. Chaos Award at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter. Be sure to do that immediately. And I will see you all next week.